This is the first year the National Federation of Independent Businesses is organizing a campaign to get shoppers down to Main Street. Bill Smith is Wisconsin's director of the NFIB. He says small businesses usually employ fewer than 20 workers and sell a variety of potential gifts. This Christmas buying season is expected to be a little more profitable than last, but Smith says that optimism isn't quite trickling down to locally owned shops.
Our latest economic trends study shows that we had a slight uptick in the optimism index, which is a good thing because that's been going the other direction most of the last 2 years. But unfortunately, that's only going from worse to bad.
New figures from the U.S. Commerce Department show consumers have boosted spending, but only by 0.4%. Still, shoppers say they plan to spend a bit more than last year and do so with cash instead of credit cards. Smith says those are glimpses of optimism, plus improved earnings on Wall Street. But he says independent retailers are still coping with a lot of unknowns.
The problem is just the uncertainty of public policy, the uncertainty of regulatory changes that are coming down the road, the uncertainty of the federal health care reform law, the uncertainty of where we're going to be with taxes. All of these things are really putting an anchor on the growth of the state's economy.
As for most retailers, Smith says the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is make or break for locally owned businesses. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.